USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The most painful inflation in four decades will require the Federal Reserve to take extreme actions to tame prices caused by lawmakers in Washington, D.C. Mark Grant, chief market strategist at Colliers Securities, he was on Fox Business and says this is only the beginning.
You have two big numbers coming, the CPI index and the PPI index right after that. They're currently at an average of 9.7%, and I think it's very likely the average is going to be above 10%.
The U.S. Senate voted to confirm President Biden's nominee to lead the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives on Tuesday, making Steve Dettelbach the leader. The vote was 48-46, with Republican Susan Collins and Rob Portman joining the Democrats to support his nomination. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
As golf slips into an us-versus-them mentality, Tiger takes a side.
Tiger Woods is taking the PGA Tour's side when it comes to golfers joining the Saudi-backed LIV Golf International Series, the 15-time major champion playing a practice round ahead of the Open, which starts Thursday.
As far as the second part of your question about the players who have chosen to go to LIV and to play on, to play there, I disagree with it. I think that what they've done is they've turned their back on what has allowed them to get to this position.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The sailor who was found dead on the USS Carl Vinson Sunday has been identified. He was 22-year-old Petty Officer Darren Collins from Oklahoma. Suicide and homicide have been ruled out. USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynabite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynabite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynabite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DinoVite.com.
President Biden is in the Middle East for the next few days. Today he'll be in Israel most of the day. A planned meeting is also scheduled with Saudi Arabian officials on this trip. This amplifies how bad America's energy policy is under Biden's leadership. Senator Rand Paul, the Republican from Kentucky, last night on Newsmax.
It misplaces the whole idea of, you know, our incredible production of oil and gas in this country. In the last 4 years, we became energy independent. I'm old enough to remember the 1970s when everybody felt OPEC had us at, you know, they could control everything. They could turn off the spigot. They controlled the oil prices, and we were desperate to become independent, and we did finally when we had pro-energy policies in this country. And now we've reverted back to the same old standard. The Democrats hate the oil and gas industry. They hate the production of it locally. They're happy to go beg for it in Saudi Arabia, but we've got lots of it. We have more underground in Anwar, Alaska, than the amount that we would import from the Middle East.
Three men, including a curator for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, were charged on Tuesday in an alleged conspiracy to sell Don Henley's stolen lyrics to multiple Eagles classics, including Hotel California, Life in the Fast Lane, and New Kid in Town. Over 100 pages of Henley's notes were stolen in the 1970s by an author hired to write a biography on the Eagles. In 2005, the author sold the notes, which were valued at more than $1 million. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.